DoD's first ever cloud computing strategy, released 1 year ago, gives DISA a lead role in DoD's migration to cloud services and tells the agency to act as the department's one-stop shop cloud broker. Lieutenant General Ronnie Hawkins says the idea is for military departments and agencies to visit an automated portal and select from an array of options, including cloud services managed by DISA itself, by other federal agencies, and by private sector providers.
Right now, they've got to come in. We've got to talk to them. And in fact, the point in fact is we're hand jamming that type of information in. But we're getting to the point, and we want to do that in FY14 to where all of this can be automated. So we're working very, very feverishly to make that done. How it is that we're doing that is to make sure that we have the capabilities from our providers and the requirements from our providers as well as our consumers. We have met with many industry partners already. And are teaming with them on how it is that we build the algorithms to go out and build the cloud broker capability from an automated perspective and get that out and put it out in the public for our consumers to be able to use.
Hawkins says DISA hopes to have the online brokerage service at full operational capability by the third or fourth quarter of fiscal 2014. For some of the initial cloud migrations, he says DISA and the military services want to prioritize some of the websites and other services that are designed to be accessible to the public already and therefore have lower security requirements.
Such that our users can go online, determine what it is that they want to do, and we can send them to where it is they want to go. There are a lot of public-facing applications, public-facing capabilities that we can put out there right now. We are working with the services, all of the services, quite frankly, to see about moving those into the public cloud and how it is that we do this in a joint venture, and we can get and achieve some of the requirements that are tied to JIE.
The JIE is DoD's Joint Information Environment. It's still in the planning stages, but DoD expects to make heavy use of cloud services as part of its effort to collapse its networks under a common set of technical standards and a single security architecture. DISA will play a major role in the overall effort, given its responsibilities to maintain DoD's global network backbone, handle security approvals, and provide enterprise services for all of DoD. Hawkins says DISA has already got a long way toward deploying its first major enterprise service, email. It's now in use by most of the Army, the military's joint staff, and a handful of the military's combatant commands. DISA is now working with the Pentagon to migrate users in the sprawling Office of the Secretary of Defense to enterprise email. One of the next fronts in enterprise IT capabilities, he says, will be unified communications, integrating voice, video, and data capabilities into one pipeline.
Everything over IP is where it is that we're going. We have got a number of pilots that are looking at how it is that we do EOIP, and we are looking at a unified capability being released out of DISA in FY15. We want to be able to normalize our networks to where you can have the collaboration and information moving over our networks, and you don't have to have the different firewalls, the separate networks to get those things done. More importantly, we see a savings in just the instruments alone in going from the hard phones that we have to soft phones, in making sure that we can get the information where it is, the soldier, sailor, airman, marine, coast guardsman, wherever it is they might be able to be, we can move that information to them. We really see this as well as mobility as being those disruptive technologies that DISA is going to be implementing for the Department of Defense. And what it does is change the way that we do business on a daily basis.
And Hawkins says DoD believes removing the firewalls that prevent unified communications over IP today will dramatically improve the department's overall cybersecurity posture. He says another element of JIE involves creating a single security structure so that DoD's networks are not walled off from one another, while at the same time reducing the number of connection points between military networks and the outside world.
In the past, we've all been about protecting our networks. Firewall here, firewall there. Firewall within a service, firewall within an organization, firewalls within DISA specifically. Now, we've got to remove those, and we've got to go towards protecting the data such that you can move that data, tag the data in a way that it doesn't matter whether or not you're on an unclassed or classified network of sorts. We can move that data and get it to the right user at the right time, dependent upon their credentials and dependent upon their need to know and need to have access. We want to collapse those security boundaries. We want to reduce the attack surface that we have within the Department of Defense. And in so doing, we believe we can improve the warfighter's command and control, and we also know that we can improve cyber command and control. That's one of the things that is on the top of General Alexander's list as a commander of Cyber Command, is to be able to see all the way down through the enterprise.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.